I feel blessed. I'm ranking up, I feel blessed. We ranking up, I feel blessed. I live the life I deserve.
I'm blessed.
Forget all that talking, I back up my words. Let me back it up just like reverse. They say I'm tight on this verse. Just like that Sprite, I'm always gonna obey my thirst. So I get whatever I'm worth. I go hard for my team, cause they who come first. Building, we build.
Greetings, America. How's everybody faring, ladies and gentlemen? Maurice Trimble Jr. here, aka the Rich Lab Rat, and welcome. Welcome to another episode. Episode 5 of the Clinical Study Secrets podcast. Numero cinco. It's an honor to have you all with me today as we are going to dive in to something very, very, very important today, okay? The question is definitely going to be why and why not? So that's the title of this podcast, Why or Why Not? We always hear a lot of times people say, what is your why? It's very important in this world, right? What is your why? Why are you doing this? Why is it important? What keeps you going through the hard times when trials and tribulations are coming up on you, right? Why? Why do you do it, right? And also, why not do it? What is your reason for not doing it? Clinical studies. Why not, right? So we're going to tap into that. But also, this is going to be a twofold podcast because I'm also going to answer a question for someone that's a good friend of mine, even though I just met him not too long ago, but I resonate with his spirit in terms of I've been there before where he is, in this space where he is. And he reached out to me, so I'm going to answer his question. He's an immigrant. It's a lot of things I want to answer for him. And I figured, why not put it into this podcast? It's on my mind, put it into the podcast. We got this beautiful, beautiful day outside in Madison, Wisconsin, where I am now. And I figured, why not take this opportunity to not only help him with this podcast, if he's listening, I hope that he's listening, but it could be able to help many other people. There's a lot of people in America that are immigrants, and there's a lot of people that don't know how it works here, don't know fully how a lot of times money, power, respect, resources, assets, just knowing how this game is played in America and knowing how this game is played in clinical studies, right? It can very much change your life for the better. So roll that podcast. Let's roll it and get to it. Stay tuned, everybody. So the priceless question is this: how are average people like us that play by the rules, going to school, listening to our parents, having to just settle in life, working day to day to make ends meet, but how are we now making above average income, getting massive cash flow, and having the time freedom to do what we want, when we want, and how we want? That's the real question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Maurice Trimble Jr., aka The Rich Lab Rat, and welcome to Clinical Study Secrets. Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing? I'm glad that you all have joined for this podcast. This is episode 5 of the Clinical Study Secrets podcast. I am your host, Maurice Trimble, aka The Rich Lab Rat, and we are back again. Numero cinco, as I like to say, so far as in Espanol. This podcast today is going to be twofold, all right? The first part of the podcast, we're going to get into talking about why. Why not? Okay, that's what I like to say all the time. Why not? You got people you hear a lot of times have the term, what is your why? Why are you doing this? What gets you out of bed? What's your reasoning for wanting to be successful? Like, why is it important to you, right? So what is your why? And then you have the other aspect of that on the other side of the spectrum. Why not? Why not you, right? So why clinical studies? But also, why not do clinical studies, right? There's a lot of people that have a lot to say negative, you'll come to find, when you ask about clinical studies or you know, ask someone, have they done that? Do they know what it is? You're going to hear a lot of different options, a lot of backlash, more negative than good. And I like to say, why? Why not? You know, why not do them? So we're going to get to them questions in this podcast. But then the second aspect, the second part of the podcast is going to be an actual, to a friend. It's going to be actually resonating with him. So I'm making it for him to answer a question that he asked. And it is a very, very powerful one. That's why I call this the immigrant edition. Simply because he is an immigrant. He is from Colombia. Just some little backstory for you all. And being that he's from Colombia, he resides now in Canada. He's Canadian now, right? As he came from Colombia. But being with limited education, limited resources, he wanted to look and see about how to change his situation. And he came to find that with clinical studies, right? He come across clinical studies, the world in which I'm in, the world in which I help to get many people in, to do this the expert way, to do this the professional way, right? And the thing is, he's running into some troubles. So we've had a lot of going back and forth. I noticed that he was in an actual study. He didn't get in. And he was a backup, right? The first backup. He didn't get in. So therefore, he was forced to have to go back on the bus, from what I'm understanding, to go back home. And the thing is it's a lot that we're going to get into with him, okay? So I want to answer his questions, and because he's really, really at a place, a crossroad to, man, he really wants this to work for himself, right? But dealing with the border and coming back and forth, dealing with not having right proper paperwork, documentation, different things of this nature, he really, really could use some help. So this is where I come in a lot, because I love being that, seeing that I'm a rat king, because I do this, I've done this so long for so many studies, right? A 10 year tenure. So I have some seniority in this stake, in this lot, right? So I can teach a lot of this and help. I put my 10,000 hours in, so to speak, right? So I want to help this gentleman. And this is going to be not only a helpful aspect of an answer, I'm going to give him some options. And that's all I like to do, right? The old saying is, when a student is ready, the teacher will appear, right? So as I told him, when we came across paths, how does he not know that it was for a reason that we crossed paths? There's a reason that he bumped into me. Because for a lot of time, as he say, a lot of people that know about studies, that, you know, they know a lot, right? Or some boast that they know a lot. There's a difference between knowing a lot, like knowing studies and knowing of studies, right? Like the same scenario of knowing God and you know God. It's a big difference, right? Or you know about love, or you know you're in love. Big, big difference. So he was telling me about individuals he reached out to, and they didn't reach back out to him. He didn't have any help. And these are people that boast that they know a lot about studies. Oh, they know all the things about studies. But yet, that's why he was a little skeptical when he came across me, and I'm talking about clinical study secrets. I know the secrets. I know the ins and outs. And he was like, okay, I hear you, right? So, but the more and more we communicated, the more and more we corresponded together with one another, he understood that, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. But he still is at a crossroad. We still are, you know, he's kind of hitting against the wall, like the brick wall, right? So I said, you know what? Let me do this. Let me make this podcast in reference to him, right? To help him. But at the same time, and I learned this from Mr. Russell Brunson, Aline Wilder, many others, right? Myron Golden, many people in the funnel hacking world, right? I learned that it's so good when you can do one thing to many, right? Whether you're offering something to many, one to many, or selling to many, like a Zoom or an actual webinar, one to many. It's when you're giving an offer to help so many people, give so much value, but yourself to many people. So that's the power of video, right? That's the power of podcasts, right? Is that you can do something, explain it, but then you can duplicate what you did. Same thing as a book, while they can travel. So the same thing goes to speak for, you know, what you're doing, sharing it can travel. Like the old saying, your reputation precedes you, right? Your word will travel to reach people before you even get there, so people can know what you're about. And that's why a lot of people know who I am. That's why they know what I'm about. They know what I love to do and how I love to help people. I'm a role model, so I love helping people. I'm a great teacher, but I don't give myself that claim. This is what others have said about me. I love when others can write your story and their testimony. That's what I want, right? The money comes with clinical studies. I kid you not, the money comes, right? But what comes better is the impact that it has on people's lives, the change. When you see the light bulb go off, when someone like, wow, I found a way how this can be a bridge to get me to the promised land of wherever I want to do, wherever I want to go, right? This can be very helpful, not just the financial gain, but the time freedom, the time. There's people that do these studies that are in college and they have the time to study, the time to research for what they need to do while they're doing clinical study research, right? And the same thing goes for athletes, for musicians, artists. People come in these clinical studies, they work on their crafts. People that want to be world class or they want to be a profession with it, right? To be an expert with it. They work on that skill set, their craft, while they're in the study because they got all that time. But they're also getting paid an enormous, maximized amount of income that they would not get otherwise on like a regular job or even an above regular job, right, in America. So therefore, that's why it's such a big impact. But anyway, let's get back to the podcast, right? I don't want to go left field because I can have a tendency to do that. Anybody that knows me knows that. So I'm going to answer and help him. I hope that he's listening, okay? Because, you know, I'm going to put in a podcast and not only will it help you, sir, but it'll help many, many other immigrants, whether it's females, whether it's males, that's in this this land of America, on this American soil, this capitalistic American soil, where free enterprise can be something with just your ingenuity and just your grit and your determination that can take you far, could take you far here. Right? To where you can accomplish so many things, accomplish so many dreams, aspirations that you want to have. And then you can hence go help your family. You can break that chain of whether it be poverty, whether it be hardship or finances, whether it be time, freedom, or just so many things. It might be health that could be an ailment that's hurting your family, and or education that's hurting your family. There's so many things in this world, these woes, these bad things, that doing the studies can allow you to get the finances, and the finances can take care of a lot of these things, right? Sometimes 70, 80, 90% of these things, okay? So let's get to it. First thing, we want to do some housekeeping and go over this. So why? Why not? Doing clinical studies, why not? I put some footage on here on a video showing in the beginning of the intro, showing beautiful, beautiful Madison, Wisconsin. I think it's around in the 50s, 60, I think it's a little less than 60, 50, 55 degrees, something like that. Starting to get a little chill. And I really, really was thinking, looking and thinking like, wow, there's so many people I've come across, and a lot of people this week that I've come across. And as we get into the second week of September, into the middle of the month, wow, time is flying, right? It's almost, time is fleeting to get to the holiday season already, to get to the end of the year, 2025. It's just blew by, it seems. But I want to get to the aspect to where, why not? So think about this. The conversations that I've had with individuals, it's always in telling of, they're talking about their friends and family. They're talking about individuals that when they're doing clinical studies, how people feel about them doing that. And is that right? Is it not right? Right? And some individuals are actually having a mindset of, wow, you know, why should I even be doing this? Or should I do this? Should I not? They're being tainted in their mind. They're being straddling on the fence. Even though you can know the type of money, the type of income that you can gain is astronomical in terms of what a regular job would pay, what most people come from that walk of life. I'm in the arena, ladies and gentlemen, of America, where I come across individuals that I help that are coming from the job market or going to the job market, okay? This is who I deal with on a majority. Now, I also am in the arena, the other half of that, that'd be about 50%, okay? The other 50% would be individuals who are already doing studies, okay? And now they are of the aspect of wanting more. They're wanting to not do the studies anymore, okay? They've done it a little bit. They've taken care of some obligations. They've taken care of some bills. Now they've gotten a vehicle. They've gotten a house. Nice vehicle, nice house, right? Now they want to say, hey, I would not like to do this. I want more of my life. There's got to be something else. This is much better than a snail rat race working at a job. We call that snail money because it moves slow. The money comes slower, right? An hourly wage. But and we call it the rat race as well. Rich Dad, Poor Dad coined that phrase. Mr. Robert Kiyosaki and his wife, Kim Kiyosaki. So anybody that knows about that book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I highly advise him. Go check it out. And my favorite, the second book he had after that called The Cash Flow Quadrant. I even got that tattooed on my left shoulder, right? Because it's that important, that ESBI diagram. That's very important. But what we call that the rat race, as was I learned it 8-9 years ago from Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Mr. Kiyosaki. And a lot of other people in the world know that's what that means too. When you're on a job doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, like a rat on a treadmill looking to get the cheese, or in a maze, the rat that's in a maze looking to get the cheese, but it never gets it. It's always going to get it, pursuing it, but never attains it. And that's how it is when you think about Americans at a job and they're looking to get ahead with that money, and that job can dangle that raise in front of you. They could dangle that more free time or vacation time in front of you, or a new promotion in front of you. Dangle it in front of you like some cheese in front of the rat, but they never really get it. Because even if they get that, they never get to the next level, what they want, right? Because it's not enough. A man by the name of Les Brown, a network marketing profession that I've known to come to meet through Eric Worre, he talks about, you know, at a job, and it's one of the best phrases I've heard about a job, is that you're working just enough to get by, but he says they pay you just enough to get by, but then they don't pay you enough to quit. And I remember that phrase a long time ago. Beautiful phrase, right? So anyway, but yes, the why not? The question of what is your why is so important in this world, because it's really dealing with, to these individuals who I deal with, like I said, whether they're fellow entrepreneurs of mine, people looking to pursue entrepreneurship, people looking to get into entrepreneurship, to have a business, right, be a business owner, or people who are coming from the job market or in the job market, right? Both of these individuals who I come across majority of my lifetime and in doing this studies, of course, in the 10-year time. And the same question boils to both of them. Why are they doing this? What is their why? What is the reason that they want to do the studies? Because see, here's the reality, ladies and gentlemen, in America, nobody just gets into doing clinical studies just because when they asked us all as kids in school, in grade school, in preschool, and you know, junior high school, what do you want to be when you grow up? Hey, Maurice, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I just said, oh, I want to be a lab rat. That's not what the answer was. There was other things we talked about, right? Like me, for instance, I wanted to be a basketball player. I wanted to be in the NBA or the CBA playing overseas one day because I was very, very good, right? That made my dad proud because he was really going to be into the NBA, but he never could because he was too short. He had the same mindset as a Jordan or someone serious, a Kobe, a mama mentality, right? Someone serious with the mindset like a Jordan or Iverson, like this strong mentality to play and did better than his peers. Right? It's just he was too short. He was only 5'7", 5'8", right? The era of Spud Webb and Muggsy Bowles and all that back in the days in the NBA, that's kind of over, right? A lot of times it's more taller individuals now. So with that being said, yeah, I wanted to be a basketball player, right? And then I wanted to be a music person. I wanted to get into music and hip-hop and R&B and jazz and spoken word and be into poetry and, you know, do music, right? I wanted to do that for a living. Oh, and then I wanted to do this. Teacher, I wanted to be in acting, movies. Because I'm really good with memory. I can remember lines and I want to be in acting. Kind of like we think about Tupac, right? He was the artist we know him by, the world does, but a lot of people don't know that he wanted to be aspiring in acting. That's what he wanted to do, in theater, in acting, in movies. you want to do that as well, right? So the bottom line of it is that's not what we said when we were younger, that we wanted to be a lab rat, right? We don't come into this industry, everybody, just ladies and gentlemen who's listening to this podcast. We don't come into this industry into doing this by chance, by just doing it just because we want to be doing the lab rat. It is, the motive here is the money, okay? The aspect of what you get in terms of with the shortening of your time is called leverage. And this is a word that a lot of people as listening, I hope that you understand this. And I hope that a lot of people really resonate with this word, right? Leverage is doing more with less. That's if anything, that's the best phrasing I can say to sum it up in a short sentence. Leverage is doing more with less. So when you want to get ahead in life and you know money is what you need to attain, you want to get that home, you want to get that nice vehicle, that new year vehicle, electric vehicle, whatever your dream car is, or you want to get that nice home, or you want to have a business, you want to advertise that business, you want to get the good products and services for that business, you want to make it flourish. A lot of times the money is what's needed, right? And a lot of people don't have the time to chase it for a long, long, long time. So therefore, the studies is appealing. It's very appealing because you can make a big amount of money, a high five-figure amount, a high six-figure amount with a little bit of time. Especially if you know and you're guided in the right way. That's where I come in, right? Finding someone that can help you. If it's not me, I highly suggest everybody find someone else. If it's not me, the Rich Lab Rat, to help you, when I have my Clinical Study Secrets membership that I put out to the world, right? Because I'm getting ready to launch that in October. And this is going to change so much. It's going to make it so easy for everybody. Sort of like how Russell Brunson changed the game in terms of making marketing and advertising easy for everybody to know about with funnels, right? But when I launch that, it's going to help a lot of people, right? So if it ain't me, the Rich Lab Rat, the Lab Rat King, if you don't want Maurice Trimble Jr., you know, Mr. T, if you don't want me to help you, find someone who you can resonate with. It might be someone in your language. Maybe it's because I speak English, which I'm going to get to in the second part of this podcast in a moment here. Maybe it might be I don't speak Spanish and Espanol. I'm learning it, right? Right? I have Cumana teaching me. I have some individuals that's teaching me, right? Which I love, by the way, right? Thank you for that, you know, model, right? But until that time when I learn it fluently, I'm like, hey, you know, it deals with people. Find someone who you resonate with, someone who is giving you the real deal, like me. Not just a facade. They're giving you the real deal where you can learn from, and you could take that information and run with it, because doing these studies, when you do it professionally, it works, okay? There's no need to wonder why. When you do it professionally, you see why. The answer is apparent. It's manifested right in front of you, right? You see why we choose this lifestyle, this lab rat lifestyle, as they call it, to become rich and then take the riches to get wealthy, right? We see why we're looking to not concern about what other people think. Because to the person that's a professional like myself and many others of my peers, right? We're not concerned about what other people think, because other people are not who's going to be taking care of you and your family or heritage or breaking that chain of poverty, breaking that chain of working for a living. You know, your parents might not have showed you the way to how to escape that rat race for good and have generational wealth for your seeds to come and other seeds, or if they're here already, your seeds and your offspring, and then for them to have their offspring, and this thing just keeps going on for generation and generation. It might not have been your parents that break that, but you can be that one that can break that for them. Going forward, you could be the one to get that sibling, your family members, or someone to understand that, hey, this is what I did, you could do the same. If I can do it, you can do it, right? Which hence brings the question of that's why we do it, because we want to attain what we want to get in terms of the finances in the shortest amount of time possible, right? So we can have our time freedom, so we can enjoy life. This is not something to do for all the, your whole life. This is just something to do for a while to get to your goals, whatever your milestones you want to hit. Everybody is different. Right? There's people that come in this world from different walks of life. So however long it takes, some people might do studies maybe for a month. Some people might do studies, right? Multiple studies, maybe for 3 to 6 months. There's some might be for 1 year and they leave and they're done. It might be something they do it like myself. They make a career out of it, right? A profession. It just depends. And then once you understand that part, the why, now the why not makes sense, right? That's the other part of this title, ladies and gentlemen of America. Why not you? Why not? Who says that you can't do this? If you're healthy, of course you can do it. And you might say, well, I have a problem with the cigarettes or the tobacco, or maybe it's marijuana or a medicinal marijuana, or maybe it's some kind of a drug, or maybe it's addicted to, maybe it's alcohol. Maybe I like to drink or wine or liquor or whatever have you. Well, why not? Why can't you not put that down and make some serious, serious money for yourself? And then if you want to go back to doing that one day, I mean, you're free to do that because at least you have the money now to take care of your habit. Now, of course, most people might say, Maurice, are you telling people to go drink and to go smoke? And no, by no means. I would want everybody to be like me, to don't do it. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I'm born and raised in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Sin City where I come from, all right? My mom and my dad that are not here anymore, right? They're not here anymore. But my mom and my dad, 46 years of marriage, both of them did the smoking and the drinking. My dad did the actual, smoking here or there, from black and miles to the medicinal weed to alcohol. I mean, to the black cigarettes, Newports, all of these things, right? Which unfortunately is what causes untimely demise, right? Because his lungs were black, like from all the tobacco that went in his lungs, and he had COPD because of that. But then you have my mom, that she likes her liquor. She likes to drink. She likes her wine coolers, right? She liked the stuff like that. My dad did beer every now and then too. But my mom, she liked her, her liquor. Bollinger James and her vodka here, tequila here every now and then, but mostly wine coolers and different stuff like that. And wine and brandy and all that stuff, rum, all that stuff, right? But here's the reality. Just because they did that, I didn't do it. That doesn't mean I had to do that. I never did any drink or drinking any liquor. I never did any smoking, whether it's any type of drug or whatever. Am I saying that to say I'm better than you all? No. I'm saying that to bring home a point that I looked at it like, well, why do I have to do that? I don't have to do that because they did that. So many people use their parents or use their environment as excuses to say that you have to do that because they did that or it rubbed off on you. Now, I understand that your environment can mold a lot. Who you learn from, your guardians, your parents, that can mold you a lot. But that doesn't mean that has to be your reality, though. As you get older in life, you start to learn more things. You start to study. You start to do self-development, right? You start to learn more about self, whether it's through books, whether it's through courses, whether it's through videos, whatever have you. The more you learn, the more powerful your mind gets, the mental faculty gets. And when your mind gets stronger, now you can see that you can overcome certain things that you would think that, man, I can't never get stop doing that. Or I can't stop doing it. I'm addicted to that. That's a weak mindset. Because usually if your mindset is strong, as the old saying says, Philippians 4:13, in the biblical sense, whatever you put your mind to, you can achieve, right? I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me, as it says on that standpoint, in terms of the spiritual. Even Napoleon Hill himself accords some of that, saying that whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve, right? So it's up to you to do that, to put that down, that addiction, and you can do some clinical studies, change your life with the money that you can get, and now you can go on to do better things. And you might notice when you do that, and you become clean, you're not having those addictions, look how more clearer your mind thinks. Look how more better your bank account looks, right? So that's the reality in terms of why not do this? Why not be you if you're a healthy individual unhealthy, so where you can get healthy, so you can make this kind of money to change your lifestyle and your loved ones' lifestyles. And as well as, why not you? Who says that you can't do it? I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Maurice Trimble, the Rich Lab Rat, the Lab Rat King, I'm saying you can. I'm saying that if you choose to, you can. Okay? Now, with that being said, that sums up that part of the aspect. I'm sorry I went into 30 minutes, longer than I wanted, but at least I hope I gave you some thoughts. I hope it resonated with you what I'm saying. It's all mindset. That's all it is. It's what you choose to do. That's why, what is your why? I lead back to that to end this segment, this first part of the podcast. What is your why? Why do you want to be successful? What is it that you want to do, right? And why do you want to do that? A lot of people just say, I want a lot of money. But the money is not really answering the why. Why do you want a lot of money? Or you say, oh, I want to be rich and wealthy. Why do you want to be rich and wealthy? There's a reason. What's the underlying factor of you getting riches and wealth? What are you going to do with the money when you get it, right? Because I'm here to tell you, but the clinical studies, you can't get it, ladies and gentlemen. It comes. It comes very fast. But unless you're taught what to do with that money, how to make that money work for you so you don't have to work anymore, right? These are things that you have to learn along the way when you get the money, okay? So just make sure y'all keep that in mind. What is your why? Is it powerful enough to get you through the hard times when everything isn't going good? When you're waiting for studies to come and there's a drought, like there's no studies here, but there's studies over here, but there's not one here. Oh man, I've been waiting for a week, or I've been waiting for 2 weeks, right? Your why you're doing this, why you even chose clinical studies, that's got to get you through those tough times. That's got to get you through to know that it's going to get better, because it always does. These studies have been going on more than 200 years, ladies and gentlemen, in America that we know of. Because America, being in this in the pharmaceutical arena, being in this in the FDA arena, you know, big pharma is always coming out with drugs. They're always coming out with ways. So the bottom line of it is you can either profit from it, or you could be a person that's a consumer of it whenever that time comes. Someone gets in an accident, they're going to give you some kind of drugs to numb the pain. Someone goes to have a pregnancy, they're going to give that woman in labor some kind of drugs to numb the pain. Sometimes. Some women don't take drugs. I'm not saying everybody takes drugs, okay? But I am saying majority of people here on American soil, drugs are something that is common to man. It's a household name. We're just in this clinical study arena on the other side of that spectrum, where we're allowing it to profit. We're part of the research and development of it, the clinical trials, the clinical studies. So we're like, hey, let me get a piece of that pie. They could pay us, healthy individuals, and we could test some of those drugs and we could be able to make a good living with that. And then we can get out and go take care of what we wanted to do in life, because we got such a lump sum of money at one time. And that's how it goes. So why not be a part of that? I'm here, ladies and gentlemen, to give you all the assurity that you can very much so change your life. It could take you from being homeless to having whatever you need in terms of your bank account and what your heart desires in terms of the money. And then you take that money to get exactly what you want to get in life. Right? It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter your walk of life. It doesn't matter the vices against you, the addictions. It doesn't matter your skin, your creed, your ethnicity, it doesn't matter your gender. All of these things are excuses, and all of these things you can easily destroy when you think of what you can do in terms of with the studies and how it could change your life if you allow it. And if you're guided in the right way and taught the right way. Like anything, you got to be taught, you got to be guided in the right arena, the right direction. Now, let me get to my friend. If you're listening, I hope that you are. He had just a little backstory to cover it again, to go over that. He's from Colombia, relocated. Now he is residing in Canada. He's Canadian, okay? And he wants to get to America. He wants to come on USA soil and be able to stay here as a resident here. He wants to be able to have a good life for himself, like many people want to have. And I commend him for that, because I can only imagine, and this is for all immigrants that I know of, whether they're from Cuba, whether they're from Spain, whether they're from Mexico, via Mexico, whether they're from, wherever they're from, it could be from England, it can be from Great Britain, it could be from Canada, like we talked about with my gentleman here, my friend. It doesn't matter. The bottom line of it is, I can only give a lot of respect to individuals that come from there, because this is to my Americans when I say this phrase here. Individuals that are not born of this place, when they come over here, they have to go through a lot of times to get here. And a lot of us lose insight of that, of how resourceful they had to be, how much ingenuity it took for them, how much strength it took for them to cross the border to get here, right? A lot of us lose sight of this when we're born and raised here because, we have it here in our backyard. So to us, it's common. To us, it's normal. And here's what happens to my fellow Americans, right? A lot of us, and I speak of myself because I'm part of this, even though I've changed from this mindset, but I used to have this mindset. A lot of us are ungrateful, and a lot of us take it for granted what a lot of people who are not from here, what they give their all to have what we have here. And of course, we heard it all said before. It's cliche. I'm not saying anything that's different. I'm saying everything that people want to say that maybe they won't say. But I'm saying it because I know it's true. And I see it all the time. I'm actually seeing it more and more. Over the course of the 10 years of me doing studies, I've come to find a lot of individuals who are doing these studies and they're from different parts of the earth, different parts of the terrain, different continents, which is awesome. That means it's spreading, right? And they come to America because there is more here. From what, just to quote what my friend said, he said that in America, they pay more in terms of the studies in Canada. Being he's from Canada. Now, I'm not from Canada, okay? And I haven't been there. And I don't know what studies are there. I know of some. Remember, there's a difference between knowing and knowing of it, right? I know studies here in America like the back of my hand. I know it, right? Hence the reason why I can teach you all, people that want to do this, people that want to make money and get rich and wealthy with this clinical studies and to be able to, well, to get rich and then to use that money to get wealthy, right? I'm one of the best teachers that you could have with this. But at the same token, right, there's individuals like in Canada and other studies in different countries. I don't know about that because I haven't been there. So I can only assume, which I don't like to do. So I can only get my facts is what I like to get from people who are from there. So he says there's not a lot of studies there. So here's his dilemma. He has some debt that he's accumulated. He wants to pay off the debt. This is what he wants to do. I'm just telling you what his plans was, right? And he wants to come to America. He wants to get a job. So therefore, having a job in America, from what I'm understanding, he can have his citizenship here, which I understand that. And then he doesn't have the concern about going back and forth across the border or his family and stuff like that in Canada. He can just come with ease. Like me, I can go across over there and come back with ease, right? He wants to be able to do that. And he would like to be here in America, in USA. He would like to be here to do his studies and to be able to just to make a living for himself, a better life, right? So he was hearing me talk recently about the studies, and he wanted to know. He reached out to me, and we've been having some good conversations because, see, the bottom line was he went to a study. He didn't get in. He was a backup. Now, that wasn't his goal. He planned to get in, like a lot of people plan to, right? But sometimes it's about what you know, not just who you know, but what you know. You have to know how these studies work. Hence the reason why I'm going to teach a lot of individuals when I have the membership and when I launch some other different offers and things to come real soon with my funnels, which I cannot wait, right, in October when I launch these other things to teach people, because people need to have a guide to know how to do this professionally and without fail to get anywhere between $5,000 to $10,000 every month without fail. That's anywhere between $60,000 to $120,000 a year. And it could be more, but I'm just giving a basic broad what everybody can attain, right? So with this going on with him, he wants advice. He wants someone that can, he wanted me to teach him and show him. So I'm like, sure, I don't mind doing that. You know, that's part of what I do. So I'm going to answer him. Here's what I would do if I were you. Now, remember, I'm not him and I can't speak on his situation. I can only advise him of, if I was in his shoes, this is what I would do. I told him, as well as I tell everybody else listening, if you go back and go to YouTube, I have a video on there called The Rich Lab Rat Story. It's my story of how I came to do these actual studies and how did it come across for me, right? Like my story, because my story, when in doubt, it was, very impactful to where it was a lot that happened with my story that it could resonate with him, right? And with anybody. being from homeless and sleeping on bus city bunch benches and park benches and, you know, waiting on screenings and all of this, you know, I mean, I've been there, I've done that. So I'm one to speak on it because I know what can be attained if you keep going, if you don't give up, right? You got to have this resourcefulness. You got to have this grit. You got to have this perseverance to keep going, persevere through it all, through the thick, through the thin, through the trials and tribulations. Because usually these trials and these tribulations and all these things you go through, I didn't know it at the time. But as I told him, as I'm speaking to him now too, when you go through these trials and everything, which a lot of immigrants have gone through, you don't think of it at the time. So me and any immigrants that's listening to this, just like him that's listening, if he is, you might not think it at the time, sir, but what you're going through, the trials, the tribulations, is actually making you stronger. At that time, you're just thinking about you wanted to stop. It's kind of like pain. Like when you're in pain, you just want it to stop. You're not thinking about what's the good that comes from it, right? You just want it to stop. You don't want to be in pain anymore, right? And the same situation goes to anybody that's looking to change their life for the better, right? The pain and the trials and tribulations and all the things that just go on, the turmoil in your life, it helps you to become better. It helps you be stronger. So then when you come across that again, that threshold, you don't go through that. You easily can circumnavigate that, right? So with that being said, I told him if I was him, this is what I would do if I was in his shoes, okay? So number one, he has to understand that when I came across him, he was actually in a clinical trial study. So that means that he actually got in. He wasn't picked. He wasn't selected. But that doesn't mean that he didn't get in. He actually gained entry into the facility. So if you understand what I'm saying there, let me say that again. For him to hear. You got access into the facility. That means that you got here. What that means is that if you got here, right, in Madison, Wisconsin, then you can get in any other place. For instance, where I reside in Texas, right, San Antonio. You can get to San Antonio, right? You can do studies there. You can see Austin. You can do studies there. Dallas. You can do studies there. So to say that, you know, not just because you didn't get in, you got to think, okay, that's fine. You didn't get in. I understand that. But that's not a bad thing just because you didn't get in, because you found a way to where it's like, okay, at least I know that my paperwork, my documentation, whatever he has, because I don't know what you have, right, what he has, but what he does have got him to be in here. So therefore, use that same information, that same thing, to get into another one, like hence my Clinical Study Secrets membership that I was telling him about. It's going to give him some sturdy alerts if he did pay for that, $50 a month. He paid for that. That would give him the membership, right? When that launches in October, it's going to be a big thing because now he has the membership. So now he knows where the studies are. That's number one. Now he knows, number two, he has access to get into any study and to be first in the first screening. If they need a lot of people in the second screening, you know, that's the worst case scenario. You always want to go with the first one if you can. And the first time that shows up if you can, right? First date at the first time of that first screening to better your chances of getting in. So with him doing that, now he knows he'll gain entry. Once he takes the dose, now he's in the study, right? This is what I'm saying to him, if he's listening. When you're in the study, you don't want to do one in his situation, as he says, that has a lot of outpatients, because if you got to go back and forth across the border, you don't want to have to do that. You want to do it where you can get, like, you know, a 10-day stay, 15-day stay, 20-day stay, 30-day stay, something that's going to give you the $6, $7, $8, $9, $10, $12, $15, $20,000, something like that is going to give you a lot of the money. Once you get that money and you acquire that, I'm sure he knows better than I do, okay? I don't know the situation. But the money can help, I do understand and know this, to get paperwork, to get legalities, to get things in order to where you can have your situation and your circumstance where you can be on the U.S. soil. You can have what you need here, right? But what I told him I suggested he should get then is he needs to see about getting an LLC. Because here's the reality. They're not going to allow you to get in studies unless you have some kind of identification. So since he has that identification, that's the same identification he could use to get an LLC, a limited liability company, right? I would say have a partner that's an LLP, but he doesn't have a partner. It's just himself. So he could be a sole proprietor, like by himself, like a single business owner. Once he gets that LLC set up by a lawyer, because I always highly suggest get a lawyer, not do it yourself. Can you do it yourself? Yes, but it's better to have a lawyer. Why not have a lawyer do it professionally for you? I use who I suggest, Rich Dad Poor Dad. You know, Mr. Kiyosaki has a team, and who he uses for his team is the Gareth Sutton out of Reno, Nevada. I use the same person to set up my entities. I highly suggest go to them. He has a book out there, right, that's talking about LLCs, which is corporations and LLCs. You can look up his name, Gareth Sutton, Reno, Nevada, right? So, but what I suggested is get an LLC with a lawyer to set it up for you. So then now you can protect yourself. You have an entity set up where you can operate out of your business. You have an EIN number. It's not your social security number you're using anymore. And he's saying, of course, if you're an immigrant, you don't have that, right? So, but having that EIN number is huge. That means you have a business. You literally are looked at as a corporate citizen here in America now, right? And a lot of these studies will allow you to use that EIN number, that tax ID number, to where you do your study money, it pays you into the EIN instead of use your social. So now you use the EIN, say, here's my number. Give them that number. They put that number in. You show them your paperwork that shows the proof that you have that, right? And he might wonder, I mean, I'm getting real detailed here, okay? I'm giving you some gold. I'm giving everybody some golden nuggets. This is the way, especially with him being an immigrant. This is how it can be done. Right. And remember, the original genesis of this all, the source of this all comes from he has some paperwork. I don't know what he has, but he has something that got him to come to this study that's used as an ID. It's similar to an ID. Right. I don't know what it is, but whatever he got, it allowed him to get into here, into a study. You can't get into a clinical study unless you have some type of an ID. So if he had something like that, then he's good enough to get an LLC. It's good enough for him to have a business and things of that nature, get a bank account with that LLC. It's good enough for that. Then once you have that, now you have a secondary ID. Now you have a third ID, right? You have a secondary, you have a third kind of source of an ID, because the bank, right, whichever bank in America or credit union, which I suggest, that works as an ID as well. The LLC, the EIN number that you have, your articles of incorporation, your articles of organization, you know, your EIN number from the SS4, from the Social Security Administration, that works as a secondary ID. So you don't have to have, per se, the driver's license and the ID and all this stuff like that. You have these other secondary things that he can get. I'm talking about his situation. And a lot of immigrants, I'm pretty sure this can help you. So now let's take it a little bit deeper. Let's go more in depth. Now that he is out of this study and he has that money, of course, he has a family insured that he wants to help. But what he can do when he has that money, now he can utilize those funds. And you got something that I didn't have when I first started doing studies. They have Airbnb now. They didn't have that back then. We were going and traveling, going abroad, doing study in different states, different cities with, you know, hotels and splitting the hotel costs, right? So he can get an Airbnb, which gives you the rent. It gives you the light or the power, right? That gives you the internet with the Wi-Fi, right? This is all included, okay? You get all of these things that you can have, right, at that Airbnb. And you can do it long term. You can find a good Airbnb in a nice suburban area, nice area. And you can have that for $800, $900, $1,000 a month, I know, in some places like in Texas that I know about. In Nevada, so far as Las Vegas, that I know about, right? I'm only speaking of where I know about, right? In Florida, where I know about, right? And we're talking about so far as Texas, San Antonio, Austin, Dallas. I ain't see about Houston, right? Las Vegas, so far as in Nevada, Reno, even Arizona. I know that in Scottsdale, in Surprise, in Phoenix, okay? I'm giving a lot of information here. An Airbnb for some, this is for some, not for everybody, but for some. that's the standard of living that they will want to have, because you can get a nice big home, rent out the master bedroom or the rent in that home, and you got all these other things added, the water for the home and the nice new home, the washer and dryer, the sewage, the power, of course, the internet, of course, all of these are added. So therefore, even though you're sharing space, you share the kitchen. You might share a bathroom if you don't have the master bathroom and have it yourself, right? But you share the kitchen, you share the backyard, you share the amenities in the house. But why not a way, such a way, to do that and then live there comfortably, grow your money with the studies? Because I'm pretty sure he would do another study, as what I told him to do, because he was talking about a job. Now, can you do a job? Of course. But the thing is, why? Remember that question? Why? Now, most people say, why not? Why not do a job, Maurice? You're right. You can do it. There's different strokes for different folks. But I'm saying, why do that? If you just did a study and you made X amount of dollars, let's say it's there for 30 days, making $15,000, right? Why would you go to a job that pays hourly and you're not going to make that same $15,000 in a month worth of work, and you're doing so many hours, you're doing so much labor? And his field is hospitality, which is a great field. He's a good guy, very hospitable guy, a guy that's really looking to help people. I can sense and feel his spirit, sort of like James 4:1 in the Bible talks about test others and see of their spirit, test spirits and see of their God, right? You want to test people. And I can sense he has a good spirit. He's a good guy that wants to help people. That's why I'm helping him with this podcast. I hope he's listening in the second part of the podcast, because just that example of what I gave him with the LLC, with the study and how to grow his money, the getting an Airbnb. Now he has a place to stay once he gets his information and documentation on American soil where he can be here, right? Now let's rewind before I end this podcast, okay? Let's rewind and go back some, okay? Because this is very important, I want to put here too. A lot of times people would say, well, Maurice, I spent hundreds of dollars just to get there. Now, when you don't get any studies, a lot of times, for instance, if you're a backup, if you're an alternate and you don't get in, that's what that means, ladies and gentlemen. It means as an alternate, as a backup, it means that you're the person, woman or man, female or male, you're the person that did not get into the study. They got the amount of people that they need to dose for the study drug. They got what they needed. Everybody else can go home. That's what that means. We don't need your services or whatnot, but we want to pay you for staying overnight. We want to pay you for your travel that you did to spend your time, to invest your time to come here. So they'll give you, some places give you $250 for that day staying overnight. Some give you $300, right? In his case, it was $600. Now, say he had, from what I understood, what we were talking about, he had spent X amount of dollars, like maybe, I don't know, $300-$400 or something like that on food and a hotel he had to get, because he had to come from across the border. He had to come and get a hotel, right? I guess the day before, I reckon. That's how that went. And then he spent money on food and stuff. I'm going to tell you what I did. That's why I tell people, go look at my story as I'm telling him. I hope that he saw my story on YouTube. Go check that out. Because sometimes you got to make a sacrifice. And why do you want to do this? Here's the why. Because you know that you're looking to get into the study so you can make a lot of money. So you need to start thinking. In America, you have to start thinking smarter. You have to think, well, I don't have all this money to dedicate to this. So I have to do the menial thing as possible. Now, a lot of people that come from another country or another place, that they don't have all the means and resources that what we might have, right? So they know all about doing more with less, with leverage. They already know about how to live below your means, how to get by, how to do the best that you can with what you got. They know that already. A lot of people in America have to learn this, right? Because we grow up here not knowing that, not understanding that you might not have to splurge, as what the word is, what we call it here all the time, when you're spending more than what's needed, right? If it was my suggestion to him, if I had met him when we were just finding the study, if we were at the Canada border, right? I would say, hey, check this out. we can go, because if you take a bus to get here, he see you're saving money with the bus, right? Okay, because the bus sometimes is cheaper than the airplane, than the airfare, the flight. That's why it's time and money. It's all about time and money here. The three words I want y'all all to remember on this podcast: leverage, time, and money. If you don't have the money, then you got to invest the time. And using leverage helps to make it the best, right? If you don't have the time on your hands, then you have to use the money. And using leverage helps with using the money to get the best that you can get, right? So you got to understand these things. So I would have broke this down to him and told him, okay, here's the thing I would suggest, sir, is that you take the bus. That's good. He did that. You took the bus. All right. Why spend money on a hotel if you're coming the day before? You got to think there's smarter ways of doing this. Now, I don't suggest everybody do this, okay? I'm telling you what I did. And I'm saying sometimes you got to do what you got to do, okay? But I say, hey, look, when I came to a lot of my studies, I went to the airport because the airport sometimes is 24 hours. They have an area there because some people have layovers for planes that they may have a whole day. They might have a whole overnight layover. They'll let you, I mean, you could go to the airport and stay overnight right there. You know, get you a pillow, have your blanket, cuddle up right there in the airport guest lobby or wherever it is right there. And that's where you could stay that night. If you know that the study is so close to the airport, why not go to the airport and just stay the night there, right? In terms of food, why not be proactive and pack a lunch and pack a dinner, especially if you're on the bus, because it's not like the plane where you have to have certain things you can bring on your carry-on, or certain requirements you could bring, right? If you're taking a bus, I mean, you can have what you can have in your, what you want to bring in your backpack or whatever have you, right? So why not bring your food? Why spend a lot of money on food when there's other types of food that you can eat? Like he said it himself, when he was at home, he wouldn't have spent all that money on food. He would have something less expensive that he can make. See, he said the answer right there, ladies and gentlemen. I'm like, I'm thinking the same thing. What he said is true. So why not do that when you're traveling as well? Make the food that you want, put it in sandwich bags, put it in baggies, foil, in a bag, whatever have you, to have it preserved. And you know that you're going to have a night or 2 days of travel and a night to stay before that study. Do it that way and look how much money you would have saved. You would have saved hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Because you know when you don't get in the study, they're going to give you the money, that $600, so to speak, like in this situation, for the 2 days, right? 2 days and an overnight stay, that's $600. $300 per day, right? So they'll send you that money, do either direct deposit or they'll send it either in a paper check to you within a week time. You'll have that. You won't spend as much money because you are very proactive. You are very smart and you're traveling and in your awareness of what you got to have to get here because you don't have a lot of money to be spending. You don't want to, and I tell this to all my people in America now as I'm speaking to you all here. If you know about studies or if you're looking to get into studies, remember this one thing, okay? Don't put a lot of money into coming to an actual study when you haven't even got into study. And it's not a guarantee that you're in the study until you dose, as they always say. But you can do these secrets that I always talk to people about and know that you have a better chance of dosing, where you're pretty much going to dose if you use these secrets the right way. When you do it that way, your chances extremely, dramatically go up. But you still got to be smart. You don't spend a lot of money before you get to the study. That doesn't make any sense. You're going to the study to make money. So if you don't have those resources, that money, that's why you're going to the study. It makes sense to be wise of your spending. Be wise of what you have before you get in the study. Okay? Another thing I was going to tell him too, having an actual post mailbox, a P.O. box, right? They call them post mailbox, PMB, some places. Having a place where he can get his mail in America, on American soil, that helps a lot too. When you have that LLC and you have that post mailbox, you can go through iPostal One. I like that. I love that place because it's a good company that actually allows you to have a digital mail service where not only you don't have to go to the mailbox or if you don't have your place to stay and all of that, it's great because it's an app. It works through an app on your phone as well, through the Google Play Store or the Apple Store. And you literally can look at your mail as it's coming in. They take a picture of it for you, right? They'll shred it. They'll discard it. They'll either send it to you. They're forwarded where you want it to go at your forwarding address that you put on there. It's great having that. I mean, that post mailbox changes everything. So every city, I remember when I was first doing studies, I had one in each city because it allowed me to get mail there. And sometimes the studies, when they send those checks, you want to make sure you get it quick, right? So if they're sending it to that post mailbox, they can get there quickly and it's a legitimate mail service. But I hope that this resonates with him because that's the answer I would suggest for him. He can come here to America. He can get a job, right? He could pay off his debt, but I highly would be against that. Instead of paying the debt, I would say that you might as well get a business. If you have study money coming in, that's why I push so many people to Russell Brunson, right? And all that he offers. Look him up on YouTube, right? The whole funnel hacker community. Look us up. Because there's so many ways, if you have a little bit of money, and remember, in these studies, you're making a lot of money. You're not making a little bit. You're making a lot. A lot of bit, right? But for some of these offers that you can see online, especially through Russell Brunson, you're talking about $100 for this offer. You're talking about $200. You're talking about $500. $1,000 for this whole training or this whole event that you can go to. And they'll take you by the hand to teach you and show you. That's insane. Because you know how much money you got to pay for school for them to take you by the hand and teach you and show you? You know, a lot of people are in debt from that. I used to have student loan debt. That's how I know. $30,000, $40,000 almost. That's a lot of money for them to teach you. And a lot of times you're just going to use that degree to get a job that you're going to be underpaid, that you're not going to be having a lot of money to even make a good living, to even pay your bills a lot of times. Isn't that interesting? I mean, that's kind of, when you think about it, it's like, why? Why would you do that, right? If you know that you're, I mean, but see, here's the thing. The reason why most people do it is because they don't know. They don't have a guide. They don't have someone showing them this. Because schools don't show you this. And his education, as he said, is a little limited, okay? And that's okay. I told him there's nothing wrong because if you're an immigrant, because your education might not be that grandiose, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm telling you right now, sir, and many other immigrants listening to this, there's so many people that's doing these clinical studies and they don't even have an 8th, 9th, or 10th grade education, right? It doesn't matter that level of education if you understand the basics of math, but how to count 1 + 1 = 2 and how to understand how to count your money that you get. That's all you really need to know, right? Because they're going to teach you and give you the tutorial what you need to do when you're here, right? And all you're doing when you're here is really just you're taking the dose of the medicine and then that's it. Then you're just walking around. You're just, you know, being monitored here or there. But you do everything that you would do on a normal day. Whether you're reading, whether you're studying, whether you're playing the game and you're gaming, whether you're watching movies, streaming movies and things of that nature, whether you're resting, sleeping, doing laundry, eating 3 times a day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks as well. So 4 times. I mean, you're doing regular things that you would do in your normal way of life. The difference is you're getting paid to be here while you're doing those normal things, right? So a job, okay, he can do that. He can pay off this debt. He can get a job. But I say, why? Why do that? You know, if your why is so strong that he wants to change his life for the better, to come to America and to change his life, then his why has to be strong enough to know that, hey, there's a better way of doing these things. You know, I say, why not? Why not do clinical studies? Make money from that. Use that money. Invest that money in things that you find good investment advice about. Like there's a book out there called The Richest Man in Babylon. I love that book, right? When he speaks about, you know, you don't go to, the person doesn't go to to learn about money advice from a bricklayer, right? Right? A person doesn't go to one from to study the stars, an astrologer, to learn about food, right? If you want to learn about money, you go to an expert that knows about money. If you want to learn about studies, you go to an expert that knows about studies, right? If you want to learn about business and what kind of business can I go, you go to experts that are in that field of business. Learn from the expertise of where you have to go and tread lightly, tread carefully when it's advice given for free, because free comes at a cost. It's not free. That's why anything you put your money into that you invest, if it's good, if it's expertise, it's going to come back 100-fold. It's going to come back to you a lot more. You're going to get a lot more and gain a lot more from that versus getting it for free. Free is dangerous. That's a dangerous word, free. Okay. And I come to learn that through time. A lot of people, unless you learn it later on in life, if you learn it early in life, then you're blessed. Right. But if you learn it later on in life, then you know what I'm talking about. You went through a lot of trials and tribulations, a lot of experiences that were free wasn't always free. It said that, but that was a facade. That was a mirage. It looked like it was free, but it wasn't. Right. So with that being said, I hope that he hears this message. I hope this resonates with him. If he has any other questions, I mean, he could feel free to email me, WhatsApp me, or message me however he wants. But either or, I really want him to understand that I got his back. I'm here to help him like I am for a lot of people out there. If you're hearing this message, I'm all about helping. But you just got to be smart about this thing, right? With anything, you got to put in the work. But you don't have to put in a lot of work if you look at other people who have already put in that work and who have made the shortcuts for you. If people have shortcutted your way of success and they have a guide and they have a way, that's what the Bible is to a lot of mankind, to help guide them to where they need to go that God wants them to go, right? Basic instructions before leaving Earth, right? Same thing with these clinical studies. I love helping put a guide out there. That's what this whole membership is going to be. It's Clinical Study Seekers membership, right? Not just for the study locations, study alerts and all of that, but even more things I'll bring out there, the teachings, right, of a course and teaching people how to be a professional at this, right? But there's guides that I'm looking to do. I was guided. That's how I know. And I said, well, I don't see no one doing this. So why not fill that void? Why not? You know, there's a high demand, but there's no supply of individuals that's helping people to know how to do this and to be like, hey, why not? Why not me? My why is important enough where I know I want to succeed in life. A lot of it deals with money. Might not be everything. Money is not everything, right? But money can be a big part of it. I remember an old Zig Ziglar saying, he said, you know, money isn't everything, right? But neither is oxygen. But we needed to breathe. That was so funny, right? So that's true, right? You know, money isn't everything. It's not going to solve everything, but it can solve a lot of what's going on in most people's lives, most Americans' lives, most immigrants' lives at this moment right now, having the steady flow, the steady cash flow of money. And I just want to be a guide much as possible to help people to get to that. Okay. So with that being said, thank you for listening to this podcast. So sorry it was so long. Oh my gosh, this is an hour, a little over an hour. Wow. Thank you for tuning in. Those who have stayed this long, thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you. Feel free to share this with your friends, family, associates, your peers, anybody, right? Whether it's on Apple or whether it's on different other Spotify, iHeartRadio, many, many other, Deezer, is many, many others where there's a podcast. Usually it's going to be distributed to there, right? I also like to put it on social media, whether it's on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, X. I love to put it all over the place as much as possible because we're looking to really floodgate this thing with study material, showing people the right way, professional way of doing this to change their life for the better. So they can definitely escape the rat race. So with that being said, God bless everybody. Stay too blessed to be stressed. Always obsessed with success. And as we always say here, smile, say cheese, and I'm going to show you how to get that cheese. Have a good day, everyone. Have a good weekend. You want the secrets to clinical study trials? Then go get my free Clinical Study Secrets guide at clinicalstudysecrets.com. Inside this guide, you'll see me crush the 12 false beliefs that hold people back in life, but you'll also discover how to become a rich lab rat so you too can escape the rat race.